Today is Monday, August 2nd, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage, and this episode is brought to you by American Eagle. This season is all about moments worth remembering and outfits that are too good to forget. Get excited to get dressed again with the new collection from American Eagle. Visit AE.com or your nearest store to shop the softest ever tees, 90s-inspired outfits, and must-have jeans that look as good as they feel. On Friday, the CDC released the newest data on the Delta variant that had guided its latest recommendation that vaccinated people continue to wear masks indoors in areas of high transmission. Specifically, the Delta variant is much more contagious than past variants. It is as contagious as the chickenpox and more contagious than Ebola, SARS, the common cold, the seasonal flu, and smallpox. It's also more likely to lead to severe illness than previous variants. All of this makes sense with the new data that the average number of COVID cases reported nationwide has almost doubled in the past 10 days, with 21,683 new cases on Friday. The CDC said that there are also more breakthrough infections than previously thought, with 35,000 symptomatic infections per week among 162 million vaccinated Americans, which equates to less than 0.1% of those who are vaccinated. The data also showed that vaccinated people who are infected carry a similar viral load than unvaccinated people, and therefore they can spread it as easily. However, even though vaccinated people can spread the virus just as unvaccinated people can, the chance of a vaccinated person becoming infected is still significantly less. In other words, the vaccines work and more people should go get them. And despite the rise in cases nationwide, Dr. Fauci stated yesterday to ABC that there is no plan to go back into lockdowns and that a sufficient percentage of Americans have now been vaccinated to avoid lockdowns. Another promising trend we're seeing is that the pace of vaccinations in the U.S. is up 26% over the past 3 weeks, especially in several southern states with poor vaccination rates and increased vaccine hesitancy. And if you as a listener are one of those people who's hesitant about getting the vaccine, I ask you to please talk to your doctor about the CDC recommendations and about the safety of the vaccine. Although the pandemic has clearly not ended, the eviction moratorium that has been in place since the beginning of it ended on Saturday night. A number of progressive lawmakers like Cori Bush and Elizabeth Warren pushed the Biden administration and Congress to create an extension, but ultimately they weren't successful. So now more than 11 million Americans could face eviction and now will be forced to pay months of back rent, which they likely won't be able to do. But yeah, it totally seems like a great idea to just let people go without homes while an extremely contagious disease continues to spread, and we're about to enter what is traditionally the hottest month of the year. And lastly, just something to know, there will likely finally be a vote on the infrastructure bill this week in Congress. But this has been on the verge of happening for weeks now, so I'll just let you know when there's something worth knowing. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, American Eagle. My current obsession is the American Eagle True Tee. You know the tee you wear every day until it basically disintegrates? The True Tee is this shirt reinvented. And for access to the best perks and rewards at American Eagle, make sure to check out the Real Rewards credit card, where you can get an extra 20% off your purchase and free shipping and returns. Right now, they have an exclusive offer for my listeners. Open a new account by September 30th, 2021, and get a $50 bonus reward loaded into your account after you make your first purchase with your Real Rewards credit card. Text MORNING to 37585 to see if you pre-qualify. Subject to credit approval and a Real Rewards credit card must be used as sole payment type. Must be 18 years or older to apply. Text messaging rates may apply. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.